Okay, so there's that. Let me put that aside. Next little story, and this actually is from Sunday. It's an Associated Press story. Ginsburg bears burden without O'Connor. It'll be a one-woman show in the Supreme Court starting Tuesday. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the only female among the nine justices, and she's not so happy about it. So resign. If you don't like it, resign. If you don't like being the only woman on the court, then go somewhere else. Besides, David Souter's a girl. Everybody knows that. What's the big deal? I'm talking about attitudinally here, folks. Dawn agrees. She's nodding her head in agreement. Speaking of Jimmy Carter, do you see what his son Jack said? Jack Carter, 58 years old, the eldest son of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, has announced that he's going to seek the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate to represent Nevada. At his launch party, whatever, Carter spoke with reporters revealing his schizophrenic stand on abortion. He was speaking with Kathleen Hennessy of the Associated Press, and he described his views on abortion, saying, "I'm a personal freedoms person. I don't want the government to come in and tell my child or whoever it is that they can't have an abortion. I'm pro-choice as far as a woman choosing, but I'm against abortion. I am pro-choice as far as a woman choosing, but I am against abortion." Well, there is a totally worthless view. This is just his version of, "I support the troops, but I don't support the war." Or, "I'm against slavery, but I oppose freeing the slaves. I'm for jobs, but I'm not for Walmart. I'm for open government, except when a Democrat's in office and I want to have the power to do what I want to do without anybody seeing me." I mean, these people are just, they are so, just total wimps. Come on, Jack, tell us what you really believe and stand for something and come out and lead on that basis. Jack, this is, "No, I want to make sure I don't offend your women." This is, here you go. Classic example of the castrati, the new castrati. Jack Carter has been castrated by the feminization of this culture since he grew up. He's 3 years older than I am. He was subject to the same pressures I was, plus probably even more, what with his dad being in there in the White House and so forth. No, I didn't invent the gender gap. I, in fact, I don't really... We talked to Cato Byrne for the interview, the next issue of the Limbaugh Letter, and she makes the point there isn't a gender gap, that the feminazis just created all of this as a political wedge issue. And she's got the statistics to back it up. But I'll save that for when we publish the interview.